Good afternoon. Still seeing an overall dampness out there across interior New York and New England. We'll start to get more in the way of breaks of sunshine, especially across the lower Hudson Valley and southern parts of New England, while most areas north of I-90 will remain socked in through the afternoon. We'll even have scattered rain and snow showers around, very little, if any, accumulation, maybe a few pings of sleet across the highest terrain, and a developing breeze out of the west, and temperatures will climb into the middle 40s on average. For tonight, high pressure will begin to build in, the breeze will continue to increase, and this will help in the drying process as temperatures drop back into the 20s. This will set us up for a dry day tomorrow with high pressure in control. We'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a stiff west-southwest wind, and temperatures reaching the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another fast-moving disturbance along the northern tier of the United States will slide through the Great Lakes and into the region overnight Friday night and into the day on Saturday. As a result, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and a mixed variety of precipitation, maybe a coating up to a couple of inches in the pre-dawn hours on Saturday with mainly rain showers in the afternoon as temperatures reach into the lower 40s. Behind this system on Sunday, an increasing west-northwest wind will bring colder air our way. Temperatures will only reach the lower to mid-30s with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers. High pressure will settle in overhead on Monday, producing lots of sunshine but cold temperatures only in the upper 20s. A disturbance along the eastern seaboard will track up the coast, and right now it looks like it'll be too far away to bring us a significant storm. However, some light snow is possible as this skirts on by. We'll watch the track of this through the weekend. Highs on Tuesday around 30, and a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold on Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for a large part of northern New England. Low pressure passing through southern Canada will continue to produce snow, adding up to 4 to 8 inches in these locations before tapering off and mixing with rain later today. Meanwhile, winter storm watches have been upgraded to warnings in the northern tier of the United States in North Dakota and Minnesota. Another storm moving through this region tonight and tomorrow will produce 4 to 6 inches of snow in these locations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Riverside, California, to a low of 11 below zero at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, lower 50s. Boston, mostly cloudy with showers in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012, and the record low, 2 above zero in 1967. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:07 p.m., 12 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy today with passing rain and snow showers, also areas of sleet with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds giving way to some sunshine today, but still the risk of a few rain showers and highs near 50. Clearing tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy today with passing rain and snow showers, also areas of sleet with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the middle 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to some sunshine today, but still the chance of a few rain showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clearing tonight, lows in the middle 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy today, with passing rain and snow showers, also areas of sleet, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, blustery, comfortably cool though in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a mixed variety of precipitation, mainly in the form of rain and snow showers, but also some sleet possible, highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder Sunday, scattered snow showers, lower to mid-30s. Sunny but cold on Monday in the 20s. A chance for snow Tuesday around 30. Breezy, cold with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, staying in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.